winning the league?
No, still pretty calm just now. I don't think it's sunk in. I'm just delighted for the players, delighted to see them with their families out in the pitch after the game. Delighted with the performance. Thought it was excellent against a good Queen of the South team who, right Dave, after 10 games, took the same.
They're the form team in the league, so.
Six games for them.
Yeah. No, so they've been the best team in the recently, so important that we were right at it today, and it's probably our best overall home performance this season. We've had some really good performance away from home, but today finally clicked for us and we get the goals that some of our players deserved over the season. We've not quite converted, so yeah, delighted to go out in a bang like that.
It was evident right from the kick-off, you know, that the guys were well up for it and really took the game to them right early on. You must have been delighted with the way that the guys went about it and started.
I think it's so important. I don't think we've done it enough here to start games really on the front foot. We allow teams to settle and then at times crowds become edgy when opposition maybe get a chance and stuff, so it's so important we come out, and as some have tried to emphasise, we've done it a wee bit better recently, but today is probably the best we've done it. And I think it was probably a mistake from the Queen of the South captain who's turned the team round and had us shooting into our own crowd, because I think it made a difference shooting towards our own end. We got a lot of pressure, a lot of corners and stuff like that, so gets the crowd right on top of everything, and I think that played into our hands as well a little bit, so thanks to him for turning us round.
Club had come down. What did your big club that doesn't people say should be at a higher level? You've gotten there. How tough a job was it when you first came in to kind of lift morale and get things going the way you wanted to?
Probably the answer everybody thinks I'm going to say is it was really tough. We had to do a lot of work to lift them, but we didn't. Really important. I'm not just saying it because Dave's standing here, but the club were very quick to act on that and get Dave out of Dundee. That was pivotal in what we were trying to do. And then the players come in and. I'd love to sound like a genius and say they were, we done this, we done that to turn their confidence around, but we just worked hard, as simple as that. And I genuinely do mean that. We got them in, we worked hard, it was a clean slate for everyone. Obviously we lost some players. I think it was 6 or 7 that went from the team that got relegated, maybe more, but I made 6 or 7 phone calls, so we got that. I knew a lot of the players. They're a good group, and we believe in what we do as a coaching staff or as a management team. We believe in what we do, and it was just a case of coming in and you hope, it's probably that, you hope the players believe in what you do and follow what you're doing, because it's, and then I think on the other side of that, if they don't do it, then we would have moved them on anyway. But well, we're very lucky with the group we got. We added some key additions in Kyle Benedictus, Chris Hamilton, and then some loan players that come in, so no, that's been pretty easy. And then what follows that is the wins, which builds confidence, breeds confidence. But even when we first come in, and Dave will say the same, when we did first come in, the boys were great. They were great to work with. They were, in pre-season, the way we do it is very demanding, but no, they kept doing it. We think we won all our friendlies, apart from Kilmarnock as well. So we went in with a standard that we wanted to start winning games, because that was lost the season before. And we've done that, and it's ended now, whatever, 7 or 8 months later, with a league winner's medal for every single player in there. So we're delighted.
In the manner you won today, it's kind of, it tops it off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fitting to that team. And I think there's been times when we've been criticised for our football, and we can accept that off our own fans who pay to come in. What we can't do is accept that off the other people, because we work with the players every single day. We work with them. We see all the hard work that goes into training, and a Saturday's just kind of the bit everybody else sees, but we see what they've done since the 13th of June. So it was important that, one, we won the game, but we wanted to win it in a wee bit of style. And they done that. They excited the fans. They excited themselves. They excited both of us standing on the side watching it. So we're delighted for them.
When Craig was speaking to us earlier on, he was alluding to maybe there's been some noise from other clubs, you know, about different things this season, whereas you guys have kept in house. But that's a pretty emphatic message that he sent out, not just today, but across the whole season.
Dave can answer that one, so I don't criticise any other.
No,
clubs.
I think it is. I think it comes down to the players. I think the players should have earned a bit more respect for what we've done this season. I think that's what 13 points clear we are at the minute. We've obviously still got 3 games to go. I think we've had about 18, 19 clean sheets. We've 21 games unbeaten, but it just seems at times maybe I don't know, we don't really look too much into it, but I don't think you get enough respect to players in there for what they've achieved this season. So that's fine if you want to go under the radar and do that and let other people do the talking, but we'll just show on the pitch on a Saturday we're football, and more often than not we've got it right this season.
Yeah, the results and the statistics, they say everything, don't they? I mean, you've by far the best team this season.
They have been, over the whole, by far the better team. There's been teams that play some good stuff, like the Airdrie's hit some great runs, I've had a couple of blips, but we've been consistent throughout the whole season. When we have had a draw or two, we've probably followed that up with a few wins. So over the piece, defensively as a team we've been outstanding, say going in such a long unbeaten run, different class, but we want to keep it going. We've got three games to go, yeah, we'll enjoy ourselves for a couple of days, but we want to make sure we finish with three wins at the end of the season as well, because I think we've got a wee chance of breaking a club record the amount of points as well. Clean sheets, we can break a record we're at. We want to go the rest of the season unbeaten. So, yeah, we'll enjoy it, but we don't want to rest up yet. We've got plenty of time to do that in the summer.
Within that, though, is there a chance for some of the fringe players to get more minutes?
Definitely. Yeah, it's important because everybody, that's the problem. Obviously, you can only pick 11 players on a Saturday, but every single one of them have played a massive part this season. Whether they've played one or two games, whether they've played every game, they've all been a part of it. That includes training sessions where they've raised the standards and they come in every day, nobody complains. And when people find them sell out the team, at times they might feel a little bit unfair, and it possibly is, but they never show that. The way they show that is just by continuing to work hard. And yeah, there's a chance for players to get some minutes towards the end of the season, because obviously contracts coming up and stuff like that, so it's important we do see a couple of other players and get a bit of game time. But in the same hand, the benefit we've got is if we do make change, I don't think it weakens us as a team, so we'll certainly be taking the last three games seriously, but it is an opportunity for a couple of players to get a game, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
see you later.
Cheers.
Well done. Well deserved.